Rawr.
Is this the time where we talk? This is the talk time.
This is the talk time. Who's texting me?
Oh. It's the text time? Yeah, I got an important text, too.
Zip
Hold
recruiter.
On.
They found me a new job. It's a different show.
I got a pig eat ball. The best of 2019 party game.
Pig eat ball?
Yeah. I like pigs.
I mean, yeah, you got you right there.
Hey, Goblin ball says, right what there. Game tonight?
No game.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yep. On the same page.
You're sick. I don't feel like playing games.
We're going to do a long episode.
Yeah.
We haven't talked in 8 years.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks.
That's a long time for us, man.
It is a long time, man.
So this is the longest break we've ever taken since our last longest break we've ever taken?
Probably.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. Hey, what's up, Ren? Pro
we've
Xbox Craft.
Here
Maniche. Acid Cat's randomly just grumbling.
Lots
I don't even
of,
know
lots
why.
Of people. What's
you know,
up, guys?
Ron Goblin, what's up? How you doing? We should not do shows more often.
Right?
Yeah.
They all show up to this one?
Yeah. So it looks
just
like, man.
A party show every, like, once a month?
We almost
once
canceled this one. I'm not going to lie to you.
Once
you,
every
you
year.
All should thank Colby. I told him I'm sick.
Yeah.
Come at your own risk.
I'm going to get sick.
Yeah. He might.
Will be a fucking blessing.
No, because it's not debilitated enough that you can't go
I'll
to work.
I'll make it debilitating enough.
I've played 8 hours of Death Stranding every day while I was sick, so. But
yeah, that game, bro.
Dude, it's the greatest game I've ever played.
Greatest game I've ever played.
Well, it's not the greatest,
greatest game I've
ever
played.
Played.
It's the greatest game I've ever played.
Best game I've played this year?
Greatest game I've ever played.
Not the greatest I've ever played.
Why?
Why is it not the greatest? Because it doesn't
no, no,
have
no,
Geralt of
no. Why is it even great? Because it's not the gameplay.
It is the gameplay.
It's not the gameplay.
Part of it's the gameplay.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
You just walk around the entire fucking time.
It's more than that, though. I mean, that is what you do, but it's more than that. It's the experience.
Well, I mean, okay, so I was watching yours, but you moved way too slow through it, and all I give a shit about is the cutscenes.
I did play 40 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to YouTube, an 11-hour, you know, cutscene compilation.
That'll do it. That's the story.
I got to... It was some gameplay, because he was facing the...
Yeah, there's probably some story that's uncovered with the gameplay.
It's the first time you see the golden... Or the
Higgs.
Face guy? Higgs.
Yeah,
and
Particle of God, dude.
Brings the octopus tentacle-looking thing.
Yes, those things are crazy.
And you got grenades and stuff, so I guess that's different than walking and stuff.
Yeah,
but
there's some
it's
combat.
It's mainly walking.
Yes.
You know how much video footage of him just delivering shit to places I just skipped?
Yeah.
Because there's like a
there's
good,
a
like... I don't know, what, is 6 hours of gameplay in between cutscenes?
I can't imagine it's fun to watch, but it's fun
it
to play.
It was initially fun to watch. Like, the intro to that game?
Here's the best
that
part.
That hooked me. It hooked me.
So I reviewed it, and I'll upload my review separately to YouTube, and I would watch that, and you can get my full thoughts. But it's two things. One, it's a game, and the other part of it's a movie.
Right.
The movie, you could experience the full thing pretty much like you did.
Mm-hmm.
Without playing 1 second of the gameplay.
Yeah.
Okay? And then the game kind of is the same way. If you just could just be like, all right, there's ghosts that attack you when you deliver packages, if that's all you need to know about the plot, you got a really great game there.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason the game is fun, and this is the example I give. So I started playing it Friday, day it came out. But in the first area, I got to like trudge up this mountain with a bunch of crap
mountain.
On my back. Okay?
You looked like a damn samurai.
Yeah. Next day, I log back in, that whole area that I traversed before, now...
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Why did he scream?
Please.
Why did he scream? Oh, I read that as BIOS. And I was like,
BIOS.
So I was like, that's Windows Please. Talk. Why are you talking? Why are you yelling Windows at me? Boys makes way more sense. Also, Ministry sub for 15 months at the beginning, and he said, if you only like anime, we could fusion dance, and I don't know what that means. Why? Is that what that means? Or are you just making up a dance?
That's my made-up dance.
Okay. I was going to be shocked if you knew.
No, I don't know what fusion dancing
okay.
is.
Hey, man, I wouldn't judge you if you did.
Is it a lot of dabbing?
Just wanted to be clear, I don't know. I
feel like it's just constant dabs.
I don't think so.
No?
If it's fusion, my guess would be it's like some type of teriyaki sauce mixed with a barbecue. That's what I would think. But yeah, 2 years of subs for Base of Braid. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Have we been doing this 2 years?
Apparently. I think we got our sub button October of 2017, so...
Wow.
Yeah, I think 26 months. 25, 26 months, as long as you can sub
November.
To us.
It's November.
Yes, it is.
Does it feel like we haven't done a show since, like, September?
No.
It has to me. I don't know if I've just been, like, way too
Well,
drunk
it's probably different for you.
All of October.
Because I do a show every day.
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't know. It feels like a long time.
I don't feel like I ever stopped doing them.
That wouldn't make sense because you kind of don't.
Yeah.
You kind of don't.
No, there's anything wrong with that. It's just, you know, I don't really get to be like, oh, I didn't do a show this week, and then you got to wait a whole other week until you do the next one.
Right.
Yeah.
Just need to take a day off, man.
I do, Sundays.
I do you.
It's great.
I do you, boo-boo.
It's great. Damn. Anyway, what was Death Stranding?
Yeah.
So I woke up the next morning, all the places that I'd been at, the desolate, untouched earth, people had built roads, the pathways that are most traveled have paths now. Like, everything used to be rocks and crags, and then the most popular ways that characters walked, those had been actually, like, worn down. It's super cool.
Walking on it? Or
yes.
What?
Like, it's a shared world. So people will leave stuff for you. Like, I'd build a zip line on the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Because I know that someone, somewhere, when they play the game, at the bottom of the mountain, they can build their own zip line that connects to mine. And then they can quickly zip up the mountain instead of having to actually walk up it like I did. Or you can leave a post box and put some stuff in it. You know, people
I was
can
watching
use.
You walk up that
That's
mountain,
really cool.
I was just yelling at you the entire time.
Why?
Because I was like, I know where you need to go. You need to go up the big green path, like literally in front of you. But you were like, I'm going to go this way.
There's a...
Oh, nothing over there. I'm going to go this way.
I don't...
Oh, there's a really raging river. Let me try and cross that.
I did do that a few times.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you had to start all over.
Yeah.
And I had to skip forward in that.
You know, there's a... I don't think it's up on my YouTube yet, because I don't think I've put yesterday's up on YouTube yet. I think they'll start going up Saturday. But... I literally drove a motorcycle up a mountain because I was too lazy
to walk.
To walk it.
Well, yeah.
It's deep snow, man.
Snow?
And anytime you fall, your baby starts crying, and then I yell at the baby, and then the chat's like, treat your baby with respect, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, shut up, baby.
Like, this baby's just in here screaming, and I'm out here in the mountains trudging.
I mean, you can't rock it. It's encased in, like, liquid.
You could rock.
I don't think that works.
The thing. Well, pro, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you had the same idea as Colby, it probably was a stupid idea.
What idea?
I don't even know, but I'm pretty confident in saying that.
I think he told you to go up the mountain with a thing.
Sure.
Motorcycle.
No.
No.
No. If it's in all caps, I didn't do it.
Yeah. See. Boom.
I told you to drive the motorcycle up. Why would I say it was a stupid idea and then do it?
Great question. Maybe you were like, you're stupid. That's a great idea.
I low-key think that Pro Xbox Crafts had a stroke, by the way. I do.
Why?
Like, here, look at this.
What makes you say that?
Let me just go through the Discord real quick. All right? So this is the Wiggies contest. So, like, here's an example. Yesterday, okay? So, yesterday's Wiggies contest. All right? Birdlaw posts the leaderboard.
What specifically for this one is how many times they say BB?
No, this was for, yes, 2 days. This is 2 days ago's leaderboard. And then he posted at 7 o'clock last night, cutscenes. The Wiggies for today.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And ZFib said, I actually guessed. Wolfie not allowed. Tattoo hacks. And then he just says, oh, Swig's not a big-time streamer now? I don't get it. Do you get it?
No.
I don't get it, okay? And then I think there's a few more examples. Hold on. Okay, I like Pro Xbox Craft. I don't know what he's saying to me.
Seems like a cool guy, man.
Let me find some more.
Girl. Gal.
Okay.
Galdo.
All right. These comments from him, they're all pretty normal. Let me try to find another one.
Hold on. Take your time, man.
Hey, man. I got to find examples. There's a lot of people talking in the Discord.
Was that weed?
Okay. Yes.
Sick.
You like weed, right?
Yeah, you got a good Discord going there.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with weed, man?
Not a damn thing.
I wish I would have taken, you know, more better notes. I didn't really think this would come up.
I didn't either. So the man is having a stroke just because he's saying weird things.
Yeah, that just Discord. I feel like they're out of context.
Maybe he's like on a delay. That doesn't necessarily mean stroke. That just means, you know, bipolar.
You see, here's
the coma.
Example. Look at it. Okay, here. Look at this one. There's some more in here. Okay.
Okay.
So like this was last week. All right. So because I'm gonna scream if you don't let me do voice chat with you during duos. And I said, prepare to scream then. And he said, I've been holding it all week. You'll hear it. And he said, just call me Box because I was going to make a Metal Gear joke here.
I get it because Snake hides in a box.
Yeah, but then why did he bail?
That was the joke, I think.
We shouldn't have to like...
It's hard to make Box jokes, all right?
I mean, okay, that's fine, but I don't understand it.
I can't make one Box joke. Cardboard.
That's just saying a type of box.
What's the deal with cardboard?
Now you're just saying it like Seinfeld.
Yeah. I wish I could do a Seinfeld accent.
Anyway, I don't know what's going on.
So how you been other than that, man?
Have you literally been
playing Death Stranding this entire time?
Yeah, and I'm done with it now, and I'm sad.
Why? Because you want to deliver more things?
Yeah. I loved home stuff on my back, man.
So it is a multiplayer experience because other players do things in your game, but yes. There is no just like online world. It's just your story.
The things you interact with and build in the game appear in other people's games, and things that they do in their game appear in your game.
Okay.
And then it's also...
Are they the same people every time?
What do you mean?
Like Red Dead does that too, right? Like not every single person in the world playing Red Dead at that time is sharing the same world. It's only a select... 20 people playing the game are in the same world.
There's
together.
Like 50. You can pull up a list of the people that you are in your world right now, and there's like 50 of them.
Do those change like from minute
to minute? I don't know. There's too many of them to pay attention to.
Probably, right?
I mean, the structures definitely change.
Okay.
Well, and you like things, so like if there's a really good generator, like you can like it, and then the more likes it gets, the more likely it is to appear in multiple places.
Okay.
Like the more popular items appear in more people's worlds.
Interesting. That is an odd way approach to it.
But the rain in that game, I don't know if you watched enough of it, it's called Timefall,
and
it ages things.
Well, I've watched, I think I'm 4 hours into the 11-hour cutscene.
Yeah, so like, the Timefall ages all structures.
Okay.
So, like, if someone builds a bridge in the starting area, but no one maintains it, eventually it erodes away. So you have to actively upkeep everything.
So how does Central Knot City or whatever not just crumble?
It's just continuously upkeep, man.
Hmm.
Or they build a giant roof.
That would be the smart way of handling this, right?
But what happens when the roof erodes?
Yeah, the roof would get old and it would fall.
Yeah. Well, what it really is, I mean, if you actually want to know, one, it is mostly underground, and two, the Kyrillium, the made-up thing,
yes. It's
not affected by Timefall. So most of the stuff that they make with Kyrillium is indefinite.
Okay. So does that mean, like, concrete and shit like that?
Concrete will age.
But can they put Kyrillium in concrete and then it wouldn't age?
No, they can create concrete with Kyrillium, but then the Kyrillium leaves and the Timefall affects concrete.
Okay.
Dude, don't start asking questions.
It was a fun-looking game, man. Whenever that dude exploded at the beginning, I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, the art style... There's some scenes in that game that are just breathtakingly beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
it's like, who comes up with that?
This guy named Kojima.
Yeah. No, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Conan O'Brien's in that game.
Hmm?
Conan O'Brien's in that game.
As what?
He's at a place called the Cosplayer.
Okay.
But he's not the Cosplayer.
Okay.
He's just in the game.
Is he voiced by Conan?
Yes.
Oh, that's got to be hilarious.
Yeah. And he gives you an otter hat.
Who's Mads Mikkelsen in this game?
I don't want to spoil it.
I
don't want to spoil it for you.
Come on.
The ride, if you're watching the videos, you got to wait. It's going to be better that way, man.
Who's the chick?
Leia Sado?
Fragile, yeah.
Yeah, what about her?
What's she been in?
James Bond.
Was that it? The bad one.
Blue is the warmest color. You know that movie?
I don't.
Go home and Google that.
Okay.
You'll thank me.
I'm assuming naked.
Conan visits Kojima. Yeah, dude. Have you seen this?
No, I've not
seen
this.
One of the most anticipated video games in years.
This is easy. Now we want to do a show for a while.
On November 8th. Death Stranding.
You'll love this too because like it shows behind the scenes too.
Okay? Death Stranding. Has
I don't
been
like how he says his name though.
For literally,
he
years,
calls him Kojima,
along with the creator, the video game genius Hideo Kojima.
I feel is wrong,
yes,
right?
Yes, when I was recently in Tokyo shooting,
but he also
our
says it to his face, so maybe we're wrong.
I got invited because of my connections in the gaming world.
That sounds
to
way
meet.
More Japanese.
This is
Kojima
That's
sounds like an American trying
not
to
a
say
joke.
Kojima.
One of the best laughs of the night, and I was telling the truth. It was I was invited to meet this very elusive Hideo at his top secret Kojima production studio and get a sneak peek at Death Stranding. This is a huge deal. He let us bring our camera crew, it was kind of exciting. Here's what happened.
I am here in Tokyo at the very, very, very top secret offices of Hideo Kojima. He's been working for a long time on the most highly anticipated video game maybe ever, Death Stranding. This is an absolutely amazing opportunity and a huge mistake on their part. I'm here to see Hideo Kojima, Conan O'Brien. I don't understand. There's a card swipe here. I was not sent a card. Let's see. I have a AAA card. Would a Costco card work?
What's a Luden, man?
A Costco card. Yes.
A what?
A Luden.
What?
A Luden?
A Luden?
Oh yeah.
Like L-U-D-E-N?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is that?
It's in Death Stranding.
Sounds very familiar.
What's a Luden?
I don't know.
It's in my band song.
Oh, that's why it sounds familiar.
Because, yeah.
It's the name of that song. Yeah. That song's in the game.
Yeah.
I played it once.
They made it for the game.
Oh, they did?
They did. Specifically for the game, yeah.
Yo! I don't know what it is. The only time I've ever heard that word was in the song.
Well, I googled Luden, and there was a lot of screenshots of, I think what it was the guy on the moon at the very, like, the intro, the Kojima intro at the beginning of the game.
I don't know. I listened to the song while I was showering. It was really good.
It was a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
But it never says in the game what a Luden is?
No. I just thought it was a song picked from their CD.
Like, I think that's a Luden right there. That, okay. With that statue.
Let's go with that. That's now what it is to me.
Hi. How are you? Good to see you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Arigato.
Hideo just asked me if I wanted to see his office and his toy collection. Is this you?
Yeah.
That is really a good likeness.
Ultraman?
Ultraman. Yeah. Oh, Ultraman does Ultraman, something.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a vibrator. No? No? I thought it was a... really? I think that's a vibrator. Someone gave this to him as a prank. He doesn't know. But... yeah, and then what does Ultraman do? Doesn't Ultraman do something?
Poot.
That's fantastic.
What's happening, man?
Cross cultures, bro. It doesn't work very well.
We want to protect the secrecy of the game, so we are blurring everything behind us. I want to go the extra mile here. I'm going to blur you. You're blurred now? I've just been told I am allowed to show one thing at Kojima Studios that nobody has seen before. Kojima. So
maybe it is Kojima.
Check it out.
He says it right in front of his face.
Yeah.
This is apparently for hanging jackets. Yeah. Jeez. Next, I got to watch a game trailer for Death Stranding with Hideo. This is it. Here we go.
Was that its butt?
That's its butt, man.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you? There's Norman Reedus.
I make deliveries.
He makes deliveries. Okay, he's a delivery man. He's delivering a pizza, I think.
we actually deliver pizza minutes. The game, by the way.
Oh, wow. This is the first shower Norman Reedus has had in 3 years. I'm noticing that there are many scenes where Norman is naked. Was that Norman's request? Norman asked for a better body, didn't he? I've seen him naked, and he doesn't look like that. Wait a minute. That's Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah,
Did he ask you to change his body? He's got a baby.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate gamer
fantasy.
I'm
so confused, man. What's the war place? I've seen Mads Mikkelsen in a fucking, like a soldier uniform. Like, what the fuck?
That's his beach, man.
That's his beach?
That's his beach.
I could be in the game.
What's a beach?
Really?
It's a place between life and death.
Right now?
Yeah. Everyone has one.
It worries me. The camera adds...
Look at that thing, man.
10 pounds.
So is Norman's 80 cameras beach here. Literally a beach?
It is a beach.
His mouth completely open, eyes open.
Ready? Action.
Anger? Watch this. Ready? It's also constipation. So take your pick. If there's a scene where I'm had a lot of cheese over 3 days.
Is that disturbing?
Period.
Well, that's immediate too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why is this?
That's also my orgasm face.
That's how they did.
Spot. Hold it. Go back. That spot right there. Is there a dermatologist?
So they did every item in the game.
Admit it,
that's the photogrammetry or whatever
bone
it's called.
Structure.
Like they just took pictures of every object
hero.
Of real life, and then that's how they put it in the game.
A great masculine hero.
A great masculine hero.
Maybe this will change your mind. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I... No. Even after he caught me stealing Ultraman's vibrator, Hideo was still nice enough to put me in his game.
Real.
That hood was threaded. Hand of my cosplay partner. Wear it and you too can ride the river rapids without fear.
This is real.
Unless you're afraid of looking too sexy. Right? Really? Still nothing?
That's real.
Wow.
Yeah. He has a lot more lines than that, actually. It's kind of insane.
Why is my only question.
Dude, you asked that question a lot during the entirety of that game. It's the first game I've ever played on stream. I gave it 10 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
No other game.
No. Well, I mean, The Witcher 3, but I didn't technically play that on stream the first time. And I would give Horizon Zero Dawn a 10 out of 10. Well, yeah, probably.
9.5.
I don't know. It's tough. Horizon has... I don't like the way it handles dialogue.
Oh, Game of the Year.
Yeah. The Gotti, dude.
I was like...
The Gotti.
I know, I should know that. First thought, Game of Thrones.
No.
Yeets.
Game of Thrones, yeets. Game of Thrones, yes. All right, have fun, pro. But yeah, man. It's the first game I played on stream. I gave a 10 out of 10 to. I gave Red Dead a 9.5. I gave Spider-Man a 9. I gave The Outer Worlds a 9 just recently.
What could have Red Dead added?
I didn't like that every, like, 60% of the fights in my in the game were you shooting 40 dudes. It's just, it's...
I get you.
That's too video gamey for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
it
every
should
time
be one shot, one kill.
Yes. Well, and
that
there's also,
the
like, why is their gang that has 10 people in it, including all the women... get to fight this other gang that has 70 people in it, all men with shotguns, and you win every time.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
That makes sense.
It's a video game, but that takes me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it didn't get a perfect score.
Well, that's why I also don't like Uncharted.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same.
I mean, parkour scenes in Uncharted, definitely cool, but...
Well, I mean, 3 and 4 are basically a movie. What?
Let me see your shirt. Turned out pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a little light.
What do you mean?
Like that digiprint.
What do you mean light?
Like it's not vibrant.
Fix it.
I can't. Don't put it on a dark shirt.
It only works on black.
That's not black.
Well, I know. Mine's not black. The ones in the store are black. I printed this one as a test because this down here is semi-transparent. And they didn't...
Oh, yeah,
They said they didn't know how well it would print.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ordered a test printing and it looks fine. So.
Yeah, because they have to lay... Well, they should have laid an under base of white down.
They do, but they say that they can't semi-transparent an under base of white.
Right.
So it may not come out correctly. So I ordered a test.
Gotcha.
That's it. I'm going to wear it. I don't wear black. This is Heather Navy.
Still looks good.
But the ones on the store are black.
Still looks good.
And they're available now at zswigs.com.
Yeah. Still have to make your shotgun one, which is the dumbest thing you've ever requested
from
me. Dude,
I get so many requests for that shotgun one. Really? Yes. That's the one people want most.
Why?
Because they don't care about me.
Nothing has to do with you on that, minus the name.
I know. I mean, I think people are going to like this shirt, too. Hey, Swim, what's up, man?
Okay, real question.
Yes.
Has anybody bought anything with the big man tiny hat logo?
No, and they never will. Because no one's going to want to wear my face around.
Damn it. That's true.
Why would anyone want my face on them?
I kind of want it.
Your name. You haven't bought it? You can get it at cost and you haven't bought it.
I have not bought it. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hilarious design.
I want the Red Dead one, honestly.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. It's
pretty cool
one. I'm promoting all three now, man. My Overwatch one, my Red Dead one, my Apex one.
Got any more games? You want a Death Stranding one? That one sounds fun to make.
If you make me anything, I'll sell it. Right. Anything you make looks awesome. So as long as it's not a game I don't like. Don't make me
Which one? Give me one.
Try to think. What's a game I don't like?
Give me one. World of Warcraft.
Well, I don't really play that.
But do you not like it? I would probably
the
Pinella connection, you know, I think would turn you off from it.
Up until now, I would have been like, yeah, I'd sell a World of Warcraft one, but Pinella didn't. He's not playing Warcraft, though, anymore. He's playing Final Fantasy. Vampire. Oh, you're right. If you made a vampire shirt, I wouldn't. That would enrage me.
I'd put it up on Printful myself, bro.
Sad thing is, he could. The It's Locked. I actually have an It's Locked shirt up on our thing that he doesn't look at as an idea. But the meme's long dead now.
You made it.
No.
I thought you did.
No.
What's the other one? Smithin. You made the Smithin shirt.
Yeah, that shirt sucks.
That's right.
I should delete that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a blanket. No one wants to cuddle up with me.
Like, not your face, but, yeah, like a cool emote blanket. Like, why don't you change your, like, icon phone case into a blanket?
I tried to... I saw at Dick's Sporting Goods, they're just selling Nike hoodies that are just white.
Mm-hmm.
Just have black swooshes on them. Just tiled pattern.
Okay.
And I'm like, I could do that with my icons that I made. Mm-hmm. You know, just black icons on white. You know, if that's trendy.
Trendy.
I tried it. They came out like this big. I was like, I'm not going to try to figure this out.
Bigger.
Well, it's too much work.
Well, are you doing a full sublimated hoodie?
Well, yeah, it has to be an all-over print.
Sublimation's hard to figure out.
Yeah, that's why I gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not big. It's one of those things, you know, you'll know what this means. Anyone who's ever done designs will know what this means. It's one of those things where it's too big, so it's small.
Yeah.
And I don't know the ratio for small to big. Mm-hmm. So I just said, I'm not going to figure this out.
Yeah, the templates are a little tricky.
I couldn't even find templates.
There's templates.
I couldn't find them. If there was a template,
I
could do
it. That's how I made your Christmas sweater.
Right, and that looks great. I don't know where the templates are. I need to put that back up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think I ever took it down, technically, but...
Yeah. Repromote it.
Well, I'm going to change the homepage here in the next couple weeks to make all of the merch better, so... I don't know, man. Business is
hard.
You gotta
give me cool ideas, bro.
Dude, you make whatever you want. I'd love a Death Stranding
shirt. See, but I hate that.
Why?
I hate make whatever you want. Because
but when you make whatever you want, it's great.
Possibilities are endless, and then I get designer's block. I'm just like, I could do that, but I can't do that. But when I have a very specific idea set in mind where
okay.
I just like, I could see the shirt in my head. That's the easiest and most fun to do.
I mean, I'd love a Death Stranding shirt, man.
Okay.
I don't know how you're going to do that.
I don't really know what I'd do with that.
I'd love a Death Stranding shirt.
It would just probably be, like, the only thing that came to my mind immediately was a silhouette of the crater. Like, kind of like the Red Dead style, but just the crater. And a whole bunch of, like, strings coming down from...
Yeah, I mean, that's just cover art, though. I mean, that'd be cool, though. I'd wear it. It'd be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be sweet. Yeah. Witcher shirt would be great, because I love The Witcher. I mean, you could make 7 more Overwatch shirts for all I care.
Just one for each character?
Yeah. I mean, not every character.
That'd be hard.
But, you know. Me as Alex Trebek. I don't know why I said that. I was just like, I'm just going to say words.
Big Canadian flag right behind your head. Not Canadian.
He is Canadian.
You're not.
No, no, I'm not. Not
just,
at all.
Just your face, the same face from the big man, tiny hat, and then just, I'm Canadian at the bottom.
You know what would be great is if I put that up and people come in and are like, you're not Canadian. Just be like, yes, I am. Like, where do you live? Kansas. And I do not relent.
Where were you born? Kansas.
America. You ever been to Canada? No.
Then how can you have a shirt that says I'm Canadian?
I identify as Canadian.
Yeah. You can't tell me I'm not.
And Ren, what the hell is with that comment? You don't think he knows?
Dude, he competes streams with us usually during the show.
Okay? You don't think I know because of him?
I mean,
I see that trailer everywhere. It looks great.
Dude, it looks amazing. They've already renewed it for a second season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of trailers and new things and new shows.
Yeah.
Watch The Mandalorian.
I watched the first episode, yeah. What'd you think?
It was a little less than what I was expecting.
Okay.
To know, like, I know very little about
CGI is bad.
Really?
Yeah. Well, okay, let me rephrase. Some of the CGI was bad. Landspeeder, really bad. When they're riding on the thingies, that was bad.
Really?
But when they're, like, when he's, like, roping the thingy, really good.
I think it looks fine, but you can tell it's CGI, yeah. And I guess that's why you think bad, but...
Yeah. I don't know, I think because they went from...
I don't like a ship.
Practical effects to... Well, it looks like every Star Wars ship, man.
No, this one doesn't. It just looks like he... Like, some... You could see in some ships to where, like, there's one piece of the whole that is all together just it. His ship looks just like he slapped... Like 3x4 pieces of metal just all over the thing.
You think he's going to make
just
it
all over it?
You think he's going to make it nicer as the show progresses?
I think his armor is going to get nicer. I don't know about the ship. Probably not.
Well, he already upgraded his armor in the show.
A little bit.
The only thing I didn't like was the music.
The music was awesome.
I don't really mind.
It was not Star Wars-y.
Standing
it
out,
wasn't
to be honest.
Orchestral at all, but it was that kind of Western.
I was when I first watched it, I was really worried that they were going to go with the whole mysterious, strong, silent type.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he met the guy, you know, the I Have Spoken guy,
yeah,
I think he kind of showed his personality a little bit, and then I really started to like it.
He needs to speak more, yeah. Do you think we'll see his face?
I hope not.
You hope not, but would he take the role if he wasn't going to show
his face?
I don't
know, man, but as soon as he takes off that mask, I'm going to think of the mountain crushing his skull.
Yeah.
No, and
he did really well. Like, I didn't want to hear, you know,
yeah,
Oberyn
like
Martell
yep.
as the Mandalorian, but yeah, no, he sounded pretty,
I mean,
pretty cool.
There was a
he
couple...
He walks like a bitch, though.
What?
I don't know. Just something about his walk makes me think like that man feels awkward wearing all that shit.
Well, he probably does.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Practical effects, man.
You wear that every day.
I mean, Iron Man kind of walks weird too, right?
No, he walks like a stone cold killer. Man. Like chest out, ready.
You think I could just Google Iron Man walking? You think that there'll be YouTube videos
of
it?
It's that one right there.
I don't want the suit up scenes.
No, the first one is the key scene.
Yeah, this is propaganda, though, right?
Propaganda? This is Iron Man 1.
Directed by the same guy, by the way. Jon Favreau did both.
It's true. He makes good movies. Minus The Jungle Book.
See, look at his, like, wide gait. You see that?
Yeah, man, he's ready to dick down anything in his way, all right?
Yeah, but you walk with a gait that
no,
wide.
No, he's got a blaster right there in the middle. It's for last
Well, he's got
last.
That even without the suit on.
That's true.
Bubba! Bubba!
Skip. Find the tank scene.
Skip!
Tank scene. There you go. He's walking away in this scene, and watch this walk, bro. This needs, like, some heavy death metal in the background. You remember how this started Marvel? This right here.
Yeah, dude. It's a little tiny rocket. But see, they made his gait smaller here.
Because he's walking. The man was in a power pose.
They moved his
legs. He's like, try and do something.
Inward.
You're going to kill those civilians? I'll murder you. Watch out. Gate right there. Boom.
Guaranteed.
Look at that chest. Man's chest is out to here, bro.
Oh, man. I guaranteed if they would have showed him full body walking, it would have looked weird. Like, they should have cropped the Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian looks weird walking. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Freaked me out.
I mean, there was a couple times in that show where I audibly was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. Like, when they opened the door and there were stormtroopers in there, I was like, that's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then when they uncovered the spoiler, the green Yoda, pretty cool. Didn't expect that.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, but I like it. It's different, you know?
Different?
Yeah. It's not like a lightsaber or something stupid.
That's true.
Keys to a hidden planet, you know? I don't want that crap.
Keys to
it. Like, we got a little green Yoda. Now I'm on board. What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do with that little Yoda? We don't know.
I don't know.
I'm excited to find
out. You know there's gonna be another Taika Waititi droid, though, right?
Oh, there better be.
There's gonna be, right?
There better be.
Yeah. Those things are mass-produced.
He initiates self-destruct sequence about 800 times.
That
makes me laugh, dude.
Yeah. It was very dry up until that,
though. Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. But I don't know. I think I kind of expected it to be that way. Like, opening montage and bounty hunting. Okay?
Right.
Then they do a little bit of lore about the Mandalorians and the Bounty Guild. And then
he
takes his thing.
Did you see the droids?
The gonks?
No, the droids. The blasty droids from episode 2.
Oh, the destroyers?
Yeah.
Or not the destroyers, but super
battle droids, whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they were on when he's making the armor and he's seeing those flashbacks.
Oh.
That's his homeworld being destroyed by droids.
That's kind of cool.
And you see the super battle droids in the background and a gunship.
I didn't notice
in.
That. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, man. It was very, very minimal, but they were there.
Huh. I loved that so much of it was practical effects. I loved seeing the gonk droids. I loved the little microphone that came out of the house. I loved watching the guy who used to sit on Jabba watch another one of him being cooked on a spit.
That was pretty cool.
That's fun. I like that stuff.
Yep.
That was cool.
The blaster scenes were better than I expected. I thought they looked a little cheesy in the trailers, but then once they started, like, blasting away
bits of
house and stuff, I'm like, okay.
Yep.
I can mess with this right here.
Yeah, looks good, man.
Yeah.
Totally on board.
Dude, Bill Burr's in this show.
Who was he?
Not in this episode.
Oh, okay.
But he's in this show.
So I'm still wondering if it's going to be like the bounty of the week. I don't think it's going to be because the Yoda one looks like it's going to take over multiple episodes, right?
I think so. I don't think it's going to be bounty of the week.
Like I was really worried like he was going to open the door and then there's the guy. And then
you know what's really upsetting,
the last 5 minutes, Dito delivered it. What?
The most upsetting thing. Only 8 episodes.
Yeah, that's how it goes now, man.
That's stupid.
I'm fine with that.
That's so stupid.
I'm fine with that.
Get a new one tomorrow, though.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I think they release on Fridays.
Have you watched any of the Apple originals yet?
No, I have not.
I've watched the first 3 episodes of The Morning Show.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Is it funny?
No.
No.
It feels like The Newsroom.
Okay.
But it doesn't have that Sorkin flair.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of feels like it's different enough because it's not about the runnings of The Newsroom, but at the same time it kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like a cheap
newsroom
knockoff, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit. But it's good.
I like The Newsroom, though.
But it's a good replacement for that.
Mm.
I watched the first, I'd say, 6 minutes of C.
Wasn't feeling it.
I really want to finish it. But
it
is
so dumb.
It just was not good.
Mm-mm.
It's literally the opening scene is some pregnant woman giving birth in a cave.
Mm-hmm.
And the midwife is like falling her way into the cave, following ropes because she can't see. And like it opens up with like, The world was wiped out by a plague, and like to have sight is just a myth, and to even speak of seeing is heresy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's how they're gonna explain it away. Like, because we were always talking like, why do they wear clothes? You know,
mm-hmm.
If they can't see, well, you just don't talk about how you can't see because it's heresy.
It's got to be on Apple, though. Like, I mean, is Apple going to be like Netflix, where it's just boobies galore?
I mean, there's lots of language in the morning show.
I don't think so, but...
Lots of language in the morning show, but I don't know about nudity.
Interesting.
But, I don't know. I'm just I'm more, just talking about, like, the plot. I feel like they're just going to cover up plot holes by being like, we don't talk about that. Yeah. That's why it's allowed, because...
That makes sense. Yeah, it did not look good to me. The one I want to watch is For All Mankind.
That's up on our site now, but there's no episodes.
Interesting.
I've never seen it before in my life. Like, you click on it, and it brings up the page, and then the box is there, and there's nothing in the box. But it's got to be a good sign that it's coming.
Yeah.
You know? But...
Well, I mean, they're pretty speedy of getting it, I guess.
I don't know, man.
Not Game of Thrones speedy, but... I think they'll figure it out.
There's too many of them. There's too many shows.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, there's not enough.
That's true. There's not enough of the good ones.
Right.
Like, just... Instead of this crap where, like, Netflix makes 500 shows and, like, you like two of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How about just make two and make them really good?
Here's the thing. And I think that I hate myself for saying this. But, like, there's something to be said for shows like The Office or Friends or Seinfeld or... The Big Bang Theory, okay?
Mm.
Like, everyone can watch them.
Yeah.
And they may not be Emmy-winning gold-tier shows at all times.
Right.
But I think when The Wire, Mad Men, Breaking Bad, those shows started to happen. Instead of them making good shows for broad audiences.
Right.
They started making good shows for narrow audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, like, I'll just use shows I watch. If you like newsroom dramas, this show's really good.
Yeah.
But if you don't like that type of show, doesn't matter how good it is, you don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
But I feel like I need to because people say it's good. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Like...
You don't want that FOMO.
Yeah, like Stranger Things. People love that show.
I can pass on that.
But...
That's
I don't
Game
know, man.
Game of Thrones for sure.
I don't think it is.
That's the only reason I started watching Game of Thrones was because of peer pressure.
I think Game of Thrones started off being broad. Mm-hmm. And then they narrowed it down.
Really?
I think they did. Like, think about the first season. It's way lighter on the politics, but some of it's there for those people. There's tons of boobies for those people.
It's mainly all politics.
No.
Yes, the first season specifically is all politics.
The plot is driven by politics. But there's literally Peter Dinklage getting banged by whores in every episode. There's literally someone getting stabbed in every episode.
Stabbed, yes,
so
but...
If you don't like the politics
stabbing
stuff,
is
you can
politics.
Hang out.
Wait. Do you consider war politics?
Depends. Are they fighting or are they talking about it?
Both. Which one is
fighting,
not politics?
The fighting's not politics.
Oh, okay. Well, see, that's my thing, is later in the show, there's more battles.
My point is
that
there's
like
something for everybody. In the morning show, there's that one thing, and that's it. It's dialogue and story.
Right.
And that's it. Right. There's nothing else for anyone else. So, if Chris isn't into something, then we can't watch it. And I don't blame her, because there's nothing in it for her.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many shows like that now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, if you like this very specific thing, if you like 1960s advertised shows, you're gonna love Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you won't like it. So good luck!
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like... There's no more shows where I could... Like, I feel like the Always Sunnys are just gone. Like, the more broad show. Even Always Sunny's pretty narrow, though. Like, I don't really even know that many examples, to be
honest. Always Sunny's
True Blood.
Pretty narrow.
It is. Yeah, it is. I don't know, man.
I think the only reason why you're thinking that it was more broad is because it was one of
I think before we had
a few that are out there.
I think before we had all these streaming services, even the good shows were still made for a broad audience. And now they don't need to be.
Yeah.
Because no one knows who's watching it. For all we know, three people watch the morning show. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Like, because Tim Cook tells us 80 million people watched it.
Right.
We believe it. Like, we don't know. We have no way of knowing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, internet, Reddit would tell you if people watched.
Would they?
Yeah.
Would it?
Did you see the new Sonic trailer?
No. It's in our tabs.
Let's watch it.
I haven't watched it yet.
You gotta watch
Base it. Base of Brain says you need to watch Westworld. I love Westworld. Love
Westworld's
it.
Westworld's all right.
You're all right.
I watched the entire first season. It was all right.
You're all right.
It was super well done.
Dude, it's so good. The second super season's well even better done, than the first season,
but,
in my opinion.
I don't know.
Dude,
about
Anthony Hopkins in those. Dude, he's such
is
a
he
good.
In season two? He's not. He's dead.
He
right?
is.
He is?
He is. It's not as much, but he's in it. Hmm. But, God, he's a good actor. He doesn't do that in Westworld, but... Like, it's just what he...
Hello, Clarice.
Like, it just it just blows my mind. I'll never forget. The scene, of, like, the, him thinking about him in a four-piece suit, vest with a gold chain. Just him and a camera, monologuing, all serious.
Pretty good.
And then he's in Transformers.
Yeah.
And he's in his house doing this.
It's a hard turn.
It's really hard for me to marry those two things together, you know?
I don't know what made him do that.
Drugs, probably.
Probably drugs. The man seems like he's on drugs. You remember those YouTube videos we watched?
I mean, he's British, dude. They don't die.
You remember those YouTube videos we watched?
Yeah.
Of him just staring into his phone camera and just being like...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Yeah. That stuff's crazy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that also kind of concerns me about his acting skill. Like, how much of that is he purposely doing, or how much of that is just him?
Do you think he's just acting like a crazy drug person because he's that good of an actor, and how do we know? Like, what if Tom Hanks is just acting like
yeah,
he's nice?
Yeah. For sure. No, I could see Tom Hanks being a pedophile. He's one of those, like, too creepy kind of guys, man.
I hope that makes it into the quote book. That's all I hope. That quote. Okay, let's watch Sonic, man. I've heard it's better. I've seen a couple screenshots, but I haven't seen the trailer, so.
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extreme.
It's more like, I heard
package.
This guy say, it's
on
more
planet,
like Who Framed Roger Rabbit style now.
So I came to yours.
I guess just a cartoon in
live action. It gets a little
lonely,
but that's okay. I am living my best life on Earth.
Wah! Ow! He looks almost like Clay.
Sonic! At the pitcher's mound, also Sonic.
Ugh, I can't with that guy.
Is that Billy Eichner who does the voice?
No, he is the guy on Parks and Rec.
Oh, the Schwartz guy.
Yeah.
Why are you hiding out in my garage?
They're coming for me! If they steal my power, they could conquer the universe. You have to help me.
No, I don't. Please, it's life or death. Super Sonic.
Good morning, my rural chum.
Mr. Dr. Robotnik.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds to tell me where
Jim
it is.
Jim Carrey freaks me out, bro.
Road trip.
Like, you remember that whole time, like, last year or the year before, where he was just going crazy?
Yeah. The world's largest rubber band ball?
And now he's just in Sonic again.
This is not some fun family road trip.
You're right. It was lame. Gift shop was cool, though.
Who? Brett? Are you delayed?
Whatever this creature is.
He's, Jean Ralphio.
Uncover the source of its power.
Yeah, hey.
I'm out. This trailer looks worse than the original one.
I just thought you might like a latte with steamed Austrian goat milk. Of course I want a latte.
I love the way you make them!
We gotta lay
down.
Let me show you how
it's
done.
God.
Wake me up,
so should we get out of here?
Yeah, time to go.
I always want to do this. Nailed it!
Uh-oh.
Let's go! Here comes the boom!
How are you not dead?
I have no idea!
Oh! Get him! A big fat
threat! That was a little
not feeling
left,
this,
by the way.
Aw, oh, this
this one is
Were you
cute.
A Sonic That's guy beautiful. When you were younger?
No.
Oh, no.
Come on. You've got car insurance, right?
Why would I mean, the first trailer, I was like, Sonic looks awful, and now I'm just like, the movie looks awful.
Good time.
He's my no, friend. Duh.
Let's so, go! Like,
this is my power, and I'm using it to protect my friends.
Let's go! Also, why can't he just snap Jim Carrey's neck?
So, you're supposed to be Tom's best friend that he won't shut up about. Well, I don't see the appeal.
I'm back in.
There's a lot of gross.
Talk. I'll be in for that big golden retriever. That's great. Hey, ZFM, what's up, man? How you doing, Colin? Good to see you. Dude. Why couldn't he just, like, walk up, you know?
Yeah.
Back.
Mainly because Sonic isn't a murderer. Then again, he did not know anyone, if there was any human beings in that bus tank that he flipped over, so.
Yeah. Ow. He's not a killer, you forehead. People should be.
Dude.
Make their life a lot easier. They just kill people. Also, doesn't he kill people in the video games all the time?
I don't know.
Like, doesn't he jump on things and, like, zip through turtles
and stuff?
Is
Mario a killer?
Yeah, he kills Goombas. He's the Goomba genocide, dude.
He should be killing people. I agree.
I mean, you could make an argument that, like, when he kills piranha plants, like, that's just a plant.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly,
it's a sentient plant.
Like, yeah, well, not only that, but, like, even if I went to, like, a greenhouse and I ripped up every plant in the greenhouse, people would think I was a crazy person.
Mm-hmm. That'd be hard to,
like, you just start ripping up plants. Explain. Like, that's pretty messed up, dude.
I agree.
And then he kills all the Goombas. Bye, Colin! That was a short visit. Just came in, dropped some hot dogs, and he bounced.
Is that what those are?
Yeah, it's a bag of hot dogs.
Thought it was wheat.
It literally says hot dogs on it. I mean, it's not very clear, but it does say it.
Yeah, how is anyone supposed to read that?
Dude, I don't know.
Hey, man. Did you see the new name for our baseball team here in town? Dude, we're the Wind Surges, bro. Just a big bag of farts.
What is that?
A wind surge? The number one thing that people complain about in Kansas is a wind?
Yeah.
A surge of it?
This is not fake, chat. This is real. They had a press conference yesterday.
This is our minor league baseball team,
like,
name.
They demolished what is essentially a historic landmark here.
Close to it.
Yeah.
The closest you're going to get.
Right. They demolished it to build a new stadium for the wind gusters. What's the name of it?
Surge.
The wind surge.
Yeah. Yep. That's really bad.
Like, they spent millions of dollars building a stadium for them.
The stadium, I've heard, is cool. But the brand is... They should have...
Why is it a Pegasus?
He flies on the wind, or more commonly known as the air, not wind.
Why is the wind surge text got, like, a wave gradient?
I don't know. I would, like, I first time I saw this logo, I was like, it's well done at least. But
yeah,
more I look at it, it's really not.
Well, look what,
like,
they have,
like,
to work
with. That's what
with.
They said. A shitty esports team. Like, esports teams have better logos than this.
Raptor Teeth has a better logo than this.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. And Raptor Teeth is a name that I made up in my teens because my teeth are sharp.
Yeah. Literally, it would have been better if they just went with Surge. The Wichita Surge.
It should have just been the Wichita Wind.
Or that.
That would have been better.
There is not a minor league baseball team just called the Wind. Like, that's what I first thought of when I saw this. I was like, they have to come up with something that isn't being used. Like, Hurricanes, that's probably being used.
Why?
Tornado, that's probably
there
being used.
There are 800 Wildcats.
That's a good point. But
75 Bulldogs.
Fantastic point.
30 Indians.
Did you hear the story behind it? Apparently.
That it's windy.
Well, like, the original team name was, I think, I think the wind.
Okay.
And then it changed to the wind wagons.
Jesus Christ.
And then it changed to the Wrangler, no, the Wing Nuts.
Okay. The Wing Nuts is the old name.
Right.
Why did we have, okay, let, I didn't even think about that. Why did we even change the name? Why couldn't we just keep what
Wing
they were
nuts?
Called before?
It would have saved a lot on merch, let me tell you that.
Saved a lot of money on brand. Like, someone made a ton of money on this, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Midwest Single Source, bro. This company printed all their merch.
Well, someone made money coming up with the name.
And that, too.
And the brand and the logo.
Well, they apparently hired the dude who does all of, like, Major League Baseball logos to do this logo.
He did this on the crapper.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Okay, you know what really bothers me?
The little wings inside the W on Wind Surge?
Yeah, those are bad. The Wichita in the main one is not centered over the W. Like, at all. Nor is it centered with the Wind Surge name at the bottom.
Is it centered with the horse?
Barely. Probably, no. No, it's not. It's to the left.
I think it's centered, but only if you do it, like, I think it's centered with Wind Surge, but only if you, like, do it. No, it's not.
No, what they should have done is tilted the whole logo.
What they should have done is
not done this logo.
Everyone should have been fired.
You know, there's already a petition online with 10,000 signatures to change the name.
They ain't gonna change it.
No, they're not.
No.
They printed all the merch. It's on MILB.com.
Wichita sucks. Finally, something made people mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad they hate it.
Me too.
More hate. More hate.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people just be like, stop hating it. After a while, it will become normal. And I'm just like,
that's great. Yeah, that's what people said about slavery, dude. That doesn't make it okay.
That's true. More hate. Yeah.
Okay, so Goblin gave us a link to the silliest esports names. This is the entire internet. Okay?
Okay,
so keep that in mind.
Team Fist.
So these eight Asian people hired some guy on Fiverr to make this.
Mm-hmm.
Wichita used their considerable tax dollars to hire a professional company to make theirs. Let's see which one
multiple
of these.
Multiple of thousands of dollars.
Millions. Millions of dollars. Let's look. Peas?
That one's bad. Admittedly, the Wichita logo is better than that. But at least they did tilt the logo like they were supposed to do when you have italicized text. Come on.
Okay, but it's from Portuguese. It's not English.
Mm.
That doesn't count. I mean, sure, we laugh at it because it's the word P.
Yeah, it's P.
But it's not English.
Okay.
Absolute Legends. That's a League of Legends font. They clearly just got some stock art.
Yes. Yeah, that looks like the Cinema 4D logo.
Not. Okay. This one is clearly worse than the Wichita one, because the Wichita one is professional.
Right.
But scale-wise,
mm-hmm.
Wichita's is worse. If you have $1 million budget for Wichita's,
oh, yeah.
And you have a $50 budget for this,
mm-hmm.
you get more bang for your buck for this logo than
definitely.
Wichita's.
100%.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. This tiger's hitting on me, and I kind of like it. He's like, hey, baby, you want to slip on into this Siberian hide? Like, that's what I see.
Let me give you that tongue.
Like, that's what I like this one. I actually like this. It's literally called Dark Passage, by the way.
Let me put it in your Dark Passage.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's just move on.
I gotta pee, man.
We're in the middle of the frickin' show.
Kinicide.
We're in the middle of a list.
We're in a bit, man. Keep it going.
He just told me to keep it going. He's yelling at me from the bathroom. I gotta blow my nose, chat. That's what we're gonna do. Look Chad, don't ever be sick. This is the worst. Okay. All right. It's not dead air. There was very clearly a lot of grunts. Thank you, Ren. That was a little delayed, but I appreciate you putting it in there. Thank you. Thank you. I don't feel like filling time tonight, Chad. Can we just sit here quietly and just relax until it comes back, please? I don't feel like it. It's too much pressure on me.
I'm the worst, I know.
Okay, thank you.
I'm the worst.
Chad was nice. They just let me sit here.
Admittedly. You just sat here?
Yeah, I just sat here. That's fine. I mean, I blew my nose and I just...
Yeah, how you feeling, bro?
Tired.
Yeah.
Tired.
We can end.
No, I'm enjoying talking to you. Okay. It's just when you left, I was like, now I got to entertain. I'm not going to entertain.
Too done with that?
I just want to be honest.
Yeah, no feel.
Let's just hang out, you know?
Feel you.
This logo better than Wichita's.
Kennicide.
I mean, it does say Kennicide.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a tad bit.
Okay, this one is so bad it's good, right? Like, this one's purposely bad.
That's a steaming pile of shit. Literally.
Big file miracle?
Big long cock.
Okay, thanks, Colby. All right, now this one was made by a college student. But you know, it's clean.
It is clean.
It's clean. You can see it on a jersey.
There's that.
If you took this and you gave it to someone talent, you could do something with that. Yeah. You could make something cool with that bad logo.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Your Brit says, you know that says genocide, right? Can you make her stop watching? Please?
That was the joke, babe.
That was the whole joke.
That was the whole joke. Can you make her stop watching? Dick House!
It's an Estonian CSGO team called Dick House.
There's a penis inside the house.
Dude, look at that's a great one then.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Wait, Edward Gaming versus Dark Passage. You know, the more I've seen Dark Passage, the more I think this might be brilliant.
Is that ED Ward? Erectile Dysfunction Ward?
Edward. Oh my god.
ED.
I think it is. Isn't Ren right?
What? Dick House? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think it was wasn't that their production?
I know it was something involving a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, this right here. Yeah. Ren's 100% right. It's just a rainbow. Other logo's better. You know?
ED, bro.
ED, okay. Is that supposed to be a P, though?
That is supposed to be a P.
That's bad. That one's bad.
Yeah.
That one, someone hates them and made their logo ED.
Yeah.
It actually even made it into a tiny little penis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's bad. This one I respect.
I do as well.
If that person got paid to just type Corbel Z's, mm-hmm. That dude, he's the greatest of all time. I mean, that's just Corbel Z's. That's literally the default Z.
Yep.
You open Microsoft Word, he just typed 4 Z's, and then he screenshotted it, and he sent it to him. And they're like, dude, look at this lit-ass logo, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an A. I hope they hired the same guy.
Are these not auto-generated?
I don't know, man.
They just typed A in there?
I mean, you know, it's funny. I go here and I see a big A, and then I scroll down and I just see a big K.
I mean, there's really not that much difference. No. I mean, technically that would style, but it's still like...
Katakul.
You just do a single letter. What are you going to do with a single letter? Let's be real.
Designs are terrible.
This shirt looks
good, though. That's what really matters. Look at that shirt. Looks so good.
Pretty good looking shirt.
It's a great looking shirt, dude. It's a great looking shirt. I really fill it out, so, you know. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. Besides ED Ward... There wasn't a lot of that were worse than Wind Surge.
Dude, the Wind Surge.
It's just bad.
And yeah, the W and the WS is horrible.
Yeah. Well, and even this is bad. Like, I hate our flag, and now they're, like, leaning into it. Mm-hmm. And why are there three folds? Or are there two folds or three folds over here?
That looks like two.
So it's, like, a mega fold back into here,
mm-hmm.
and then there's, like, a mega fold back into here.
And then a very tiny edge, yeah.
Yeah, why do we need so much paper?
We require a lot to have our stupid shield flag in there.
Also, we have 5 colors? Yellow, dark blue, light blue, white, and red?
Yeah.
It's too many.
Yeah. Like, we didn't need... Just make the yellow white.
Yeah.
Why do you gotta have
Yeah, agreed.
Why do you gotta have the yellow?
Yeah, agreed. Also, you know, the more I'm looking at this logo, I hate this. I hate this area right here.
Yeah.
This little hanging thing right here,
yeah.
That drives me nuts.
Well, the two under the W drives me nuts,
Oh,
too.
My God, I didn't even see those. I hadn't even made it to the bottom yet. Yeah, this right here is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
This right here is horrible. This right here is horrible. This is horrible. What is happening with this negative space? This whole thing's awful.
It's actually awful.
Yeah. Like, the horse vector's not bad. It's cleaner. It's on the cleaner side of things, but... The wings clearly don't even match up to where they would be on the actual horse body.
No.
If it was a Pegasus. It's like on its stomach right now. I don't get that.
Dude, it's bad. Why? Wichita sucks.
I heard the new stadium's super cool, and they're going to do a whole bunch more than just baseball there. Like, it's football, it's...
They're going to have soccer, that's what I heard.
Soccer, it's going to be a multi-purpose place, but I feel like it's going to be cool. It's going to be a cool place to chill.
It won't.
But not to go see the wind surge.
It won't be a cool place to chill.
I think it might be.
No.
You ever been to Chicken and Pickle?
I have not. I can't afford to go in.
The place is cool.
The stadium will not be like Chicken and Pickle.
It definitely will. It's modern. It's going to have the same stylistic things. Yeah.
No. Chicken and Pickle
1,000%
is a restaurant where you can get food and beer and hang out. The stadium is
yellow
a place
is not one of Wichita's colors,
where
babe.
Old people go to. And...
It's white.
They eat popcorn.
Blue and red.
That's it, yeah. That's our colors.
It's in the Wichita flag. Yellow is not it, other than sunflower.
That's a Kansas color.
Which is Kansas color.
Kansas is blue or navy and gold.
That's true. It's in the Kansas flag. That's absolutely true.
So are they incorporating all the colors of the Wichita flag, the Kansas flag?
Vomit. That's all I have to say. This isn't a Kansas team. It's a Wichita team.
I don't know, man. A wind surge is
an
oceanic coast thing.
Bro, they have a major league team.
Who does?
Kansas.
Yeah, you know what? And their color is the other color that's missing. We got navy and gold from the Kansas flag. We got red, white, and blue from the Wichita flag. The only one that's missing is that sky blue color, and that's the Royals.
Tell me I'm wrong, dude.
You're wrong in the sentence you just spoke.
Why?
Because royal blue.
The Royals is a... It's not royal. It's like a off... It's like a sky blue.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, man.
1,000% it's not, because there is a color called royal blue.
I know that there is, but the Royals baseball team is like royal.
No, it's not.
It is, man.
1,000% no, it is not. That is just... No!
Yeah, man.
That's royal blue!
These are bad examples. Let me find an example that supports my argument.
I mean, you missed one. It was up.
Yeah, see, right here. Yeah, see? So it's their third color.
Third.
Because unlike the wind surge that has 8 colors in their logo, the Royals only have 1. Yeah. Well, 2, white. But that's their tertiary color.
I mean, you can't go wrong with the word royals, because there is a color named royal. And it's
There's
blue.
No color named wind surge.
There is not.
You're right about that.
Yeah, that logo is atrocious. That name
but see,
is atrocious.
Like, there. See, look at their jersey. See?
Yeah.
Okay, sky blue.
All right.
Their
main color is not sky blue, though.
What about Sporting KC?
I don't know what that is.
That's their soccer
team. That's navy.
Well, Sporting is, but look at the back.
Look at the actual logo to the right.
No, look at this right
there,
though.
That's navy.
Look, what about in there?
What's
slits.
The majority of the color there?
Look,
navy.
Dude, oh my God! Why are you being? Why? Why can't we just join together in our
navy
hate?
Navy this dick right up your butt. All right.
I like that. You why can't that? We just
join
be together
in
our hate?
And hate?
Yes.
I'm hating all things.
Okay.
I just need you to know
hate
colors.
Me. You hating Wichita?
I just need you to know.
Colors. I know colors, dude.
Apparently not. You thought the Royals' major color?
I didn't say major.
Being a team called the Royals.
I did.
Was Columbia blue?
Well, first of all, Royal could also be purple.
No, it can't!
Yeah, royal purple is a color.
Royal Purple, but yeah. Royal Blue is yeah, Royal Blue.
The team isn't the Kansas City Royal Blues. It's just
it
the
is.
Royals.
It should be.
So you could, if sight unseen,
I'm gonna royal
it could also
face.
Be purple.
Yeah, I'm gonna make your face purple. You want to see how that happens?
It's like asphyxiation?
With a
or?
Lot of fists.
Oh, you're going to bruise it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, but, admittedly, if you want to say, it would turn blue, but a bluish purple. So, we're both right?
I think that applies to the argument of me dying and the argument of us talking about the Royals' colors.
I agree. In all aspects. I'm going to punch you in the face.
Okay. You got some crazy hair going on.
I know.
I cannot stop
I
looking
see
at it.
Man, it's a great little hair strand. I got my hair cut yesterday. And so, you want to know the major problem that I hear every single time that I want to get the hairstyle I want.
Okay.
Whenever I go in to get it.
Yeah.
Is that...
Are you
this,
still going to that guy?
Yes.
Okay.
This side over here is never long enough, like on like the edge right here, to like slick back.
Okay.
This side slicks back in a very nice, gentle curve to
okay.
where it stays
so
back.
So one side of your hair grows faster than the other?
This side just sticks straight up like it's trying to escape my head. I have heard that for the last 2 years.
That sucks.
Of trying to have this damn hairstyle, and every single time I go to get my hair cut, it's not quite long
okay.
enough yet.
So, skip Christmas because you're going to take a lot of family photos.
I already have
stuff.
It scheduled.
Like, it, well, no, I mean, like, get your regular haircuts through Christmas.
Okay.
And then when the next year comes, because you won't see any family or anything, you won't be any photos.
For like
take
a
it.
Good stretch, like five
right.
months.
Right. So be ugly for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Let your hair grow out and be hideous.
That's my thing is, yeah, I'm just going to grow my hair out.
Right. And then cut it, you know, August, or not August, April, May, right when it starts to get hot again.
Mm-hmm.
Cut your hair the exact way you want it.
Okay. I have one, well, I just scheduled another one in January, which I should skip.
Yeah, just call and cancel it.
I'll get one in December, and then I will not cut my hair until, like, May.
Dude.
That's gonna suck.
You're gonna look like Keanu Reeves, dude.
That's gonna suck.
Well, you could keep your appointments, just tell him to leave it long. Because you want, like, your bangs trimmed and all that.
Nah. That's the one thing he didn't cut on my head.
Well, that's because you style them up, but mm-hmm. if you're not gonna be styling it up, then...
I'm gonna cave in.
You gotta look for, like, some
Minister,
medium... You gotta,
1000% right.
You gotta look for, like, some medium...
No, I'm going to grow my hair up.
No, I'm saying, but you got to look for some like medium-length styles, and then you do that one.
Look up Kristen Stewart right now. Like, at her as of today. Images.
Would you leave me alone? Is it Kirsten or Kristen?
That one. The first result, literally under what you're typing. Why you got to type it all in?
I just want to get a recent photo.
Personal
over.
Shopper?
Yeah, don't worry about it, man. Yeah, no. I want this scene. So this hair right here.
Not that hair. Well, that hair, kind of.
About this hair.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
That's a little longer, I think, than what you're looking for.
No.
No, that's what you want?
That's what I want.
You want this right here?
I want that right there.
Okay.
Exactly that. If I could have these grow just a little bit more,
yeah,
and get a lot skinny, dude, I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Let me find a Twitch one. This,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna rock that hairstyle.
Yeah, Chad, I'll put a link to the one that I was showing Colby before if you'd like to see it.
I mean, it's very easily findable.
But they want to
Google.
They want to see the exact one, man.
Just
okay. Here's the exact one, chat. There you go. Enjoy.
It's just Google.
Well, I share with my audience, man.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Did you just search images again?
Look, here's what's happening, man. Okay. On ZSwix, the one I use all the time,
uh-huh.
if I type images, it autofills images.google.com.
Right. No, I feel you.
But
okay.
It does it. So I'm just typing IMA and then hitting enter, and it takes you here.
That makes sense.
Okay?
I gotcha. What am I looking at? Oh, is this a chick in Death Stranding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is Google We don't want those pictures. We want these pictures.
Oh, my Lanta.
Yeah, this is...
This is a movie?
Yeah.
This, not a porn?
This scene is 8 minutes long, and it's unsimulated.
What does that mean?
This means that there's no body doubles actually touching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's Fragile. There's Fragile right there.
Is she a little larger in these?
A couple parts of her. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a little much for a movie.
It's French.
That makes way more sense.
That's French.
That explains all of it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You poke her in the right spot, she's fragile.
That is the most... I didn't think we could top the stretchy anus, but you did it. You did it, man. You went above and beyond.
I've been trying this whole show to not be dirty. I couldn't help that one, though. I haven't cussed a lot.
Oh, is that what you're trying to go for?
I don't think I've said one F word tonight.
Yes, Ren. Yes.
I've said shit.
Acid, I hear that is a very smart move for people that are largely endowed. That's what I hear.
That sounds like an unnecessary surgery. That's just throwing money in the garbage.
My brain immediately, because I'm a perv, okay? I hear you say that, and I want to be like, yeah, I don't really believe that they're that big, acid. You should show us. Prove to us that they're actually that big, and then mm-hmm. maybe we'll agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it would work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
I just think it's a waste of money. Get them bigger.
Get them bigger.
Same amount of money. Acid, go up or down.
Acid, we hear what you're saying about reducing the size of your breasts, but have you considered making them instead of smaller but larger?
I think it will counteract or back boots.
How about getting two extra titties placed on your back?
It would counteract the bounce.
You could like flip them around and then they could clash like right here.
Oh my god, that was so visual and so perfect. Jesus Christ.
That would be a thought you'd only have. I didn't even know. Didn't even cross my mind until that.
That's because for me it's not sexy. It's always about how ridiculous it looks.
Yeah, it would be pretty ridiculous
that's
to watch.
Way. Yeah, that's
I'd still watch it though. Admittedly. Yeah. Like, I'd watch that.
Oh, speaking of ridiculous,
yeah.
Look what I found today, man. I found a bunch of our old carts.
What, like all the things you stole from GarageBand?
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
God, that is old.
Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show?
God.
Then listen up. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show.
I know what you really wanted, though.
This is Tom Hanks, isn't it?
Yep.
Pedophile. From what movie?
Does it matter?
Is it Castaway?
No.
It just keeps going that extra little bit.
It's from a movie called The Money Pit. Have you ever seen the scene?
I have not.
I can play it for you.
I think you might have played it like years ago. I don't remember it at all.
Well, I feel like we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Julia Child with a tip on making cup Suzette, that marvelous flaming dessert that you're doing.
God dang, he was a looker when he was young, bro. Look at him.
I feel like this is it, to be honest. Yeah, it is it. Okay, we just got to skip like all the way to here.
What about this?
I don't think that can hurt us anymore.
So much better looking,
isn't it? Like, could you imagine acting next to that?
Unless that's literally the first time you saw that, then you would have been like, you would have either cracked up laughing,
like, how or you're the person who's that?
Like, who is this person?
And how did the man not win an Oscar for that laugh? I never seen Meryl Streep do something like that.
Was that, well, I was about to say.
No, that was not Meryl Streep. I don't know who that is, to be honest with you. Shelley Long. Clip description. Walter, Tom Hanks, flips a switch in the kitchen and starts a series of electrical fires. And after the turkey nearly hits Anna, the bathtub breaks through the floor.
Thanks for that movie clip's description.
That's in that 2.5 minutes. All of that. And then I also have this laugh. I know what you love. Remember that one?
Which one's that?
That's House. It's Gregory House.
Really?
Yeah.
That's literally Hugh Laurie laughing.
That's Hugh Laurie. Yeah. Wow. I've got a lot of clips. Well, what I did is I transferred every single thing. I transferred all of the carts. Mm-hmm. I transferred the entire Mac Mini.
Okay.
Okay, so I got a lot of stuff in here. Like, so much stuff. Like, I could play it. But you got to understand, if we do this, we're just totally neglecting our audience because they don't have any idea.
I think they'd love it.
You think they'd love it?
I think they'd love it.
You think they'd love it?
Yeah, they're not going to listen to our old episodes. Just give them little snippets.
You think they'd understand? We used to play this clip for Matthew. Do you remember this one? Remember this?
Is it actually going to play?
You fucking donut.
Or we used to play that all the time.
It's like Gordon Ramsay.
It's Gordon Ramsay calling Matthew an effing donut. Remember that, man?
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't remember that?
No.
That was a good one. We used to play that for him all the time.
Beer and weed, bro. Gone.
That's sad.
Sad but true.
That's very sad, man.
Sad but true.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff in here. Like, now I have to convert these all to MP3s, okay? Because I guess Windows doesn't read CAF files. Which is a core audio file.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because Windows doesn't support core audio.
Okay.
Because it's Apple specific.
But
there's a lot of stuff in here that I feel like we got to get back into the short, like a show like this one. The bear.
That was on our show?
Yeah, you know how many times I want to be like, man, this could really use a good bear roar right now. Yeah. You know?
Not often, no.
No? What about this one, dude?
This. Why is the clip title Bird Duck?
I don't know, man.
Why not just duck? You gotta clarify it's a bird?
I don't know, man.
Bird Duck.
Oh my god, is the hog a 404 now? That's sad, dude. We should've...
What?
I don't think I have a copy of that anywhere.
Oh, the original hog?
Yeah, because we just stole it from some website. Mm. If you have a copy of it, anyone, send it to me. I'll put it on Raptor Teeth and I'll update that. So,
wow.
You know, what about this? You know, this will make acid's cats go crazy. Yeah, having this one on there. Just a cat hissing, you know, just whatever we need. Yeah. You know,
I don't remember any of these.
We could do this. That's the best cow moo I've ever heard.
That's a pretty good one.
What about this, dude?
Pretty solid cow.
What about this?
I think I remember this one.
Do you? Nope. Now, see, there's some weird stuff in here that Cameron added.
It sounds like Cameron's.
Like
stuff.
This. I don't know what this is. I heard it today. I don't know what it is. Like, I mean, it's a crazy laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea the origin.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know. How about this one?
What about pig grunt?
Oh, we're gonna get to that, man. We gotta get to this one. I've got the bees! Bees are ripping off my slash! This is a real high quality bee sound effect.
Pretty high quality. That's a bee for you. You ever think of that noise when you eat bacon?
I don't eat bacon.
I eat a lot of bacon.
If it helps you guys, It's titled GDM Laugh.
Yeah, I don't know what GDM is. It's got to be one of those stupid movies.
Well, they say it sounds like Mark Hamill's Joker.
It's not
Joker,
that,
but
though.
I don't know if GDM helps with that. Yeah. There's also a lot of music in here. Some of my favorites. Let me see here. Where's the one I really like?
I don't know.
Maybe it's not in here? Oh, it's in Environments, I bet. No, it's not in there either.
Where's the Maniche in music, bro?
Well, that's on the Jazzler. Got a bunch of things in here that are not PC anymore.
Play them, man.
You know, like this. We used to play this on the show liberally, you know?
He is a retard.
That is no longer appropriate. You can't do that anymore.
Oh, poor at man.
You can't do that. Or this one, I think, also falls in that same category. Yeah.
Matt Damon.
I don't think that one's appropriate either.
That one's appropriate. That's just Matt Damon saying Matt Damon's name.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's all that is.
Is that what that is? Okay.
What's the joke?
What?
In team, is he dumb? Is he mentally not all there? Matt Damon. Team America.
Yeah, the joke is he's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, idiot's one thing. Like mentally challenged is another. Though.
No, he's a retard.
Okay.
That's what they mean.
Matt Damon.
That is the thing.
Maybe he just sounds.
What about these, man?
I don't know.
What about these ones?
I love little children.
What about you as a little child?
That
saying,
sounds like a woman.
You love little children.
I love little children.
What about that one, man?
Sounds like a female.
What about this one of you before you hit puberty saying that I'm perverted? What about that one?
Seth is perverted.
Like, that says a lot about our relationship.
Like, if I didn't know my own child voice and I heard that, yes. I would think that was a female. Like, that happened a lot.
Seth is perverted.
That one sounds more like a man than the I love little children. What about this? Does this sound like a female?
Okay. That sounds like a man getting castrated. That's what that is.
The best part about this clip is that you hear me laughing in the background. That's
yep.
me laughing in the background.
The start of your laugh.
Yep. That's it right there. I think this is the same thing, but...
I don't know why you thought this was good.
Dude, this is giving me 10 years of content. Here I am in 2019 playing this.
It's true.
You asked for this.
What, playing all these?
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
I will plan the next attack on the Jews!
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
It's like 16
that.
Years old. I think, to be fair to you, you were imitating Hitler.
I think so.
Yeah. You don't actually hate Jews.
I don't.
Yeah.
I thought you were Jewish back then.
Hitler hates Jews.
He does.
Yeah.
He did.
He's dead now.
The man is very gone.
Yes. Is this the one?
I saw a cannon in D Long, and that read to me Cardi B.
This is my favorite bed of all time. This is the opening Sahara Money Drop. It's Matthew McConaughey's head just coming up over a dune.
Like the actual clip is clipping.
I don't know why it's so loud, if I'm being honest.
Like Platoon.
Yeah, dude. We got a minute left, though.
Yeah, you also played this on one of the shows when we did Up in Manhattan when I was sad. You were like, why are you sad, bro?
Yeah. It's appropriate sad.
Like, are you crying? To this? No. No, I'm not crying to this.
Are you sure not even a little bit of sad?
Like the end of Black Hawk Down.
That's what it is.
This is the end of Black Hawk Down.
This is every movie in where in slow motion someone is being killed.
Yeah, they're slow motion running away from
or genocide is happening, but it's in slow motion.
Yep. This could easily have been in the Witcher trailer.
Easily. It could have been in the Sonic trailer. Sound of my soul as I watch that movie.
The sauna?
The Sonic.
Oh, the Sonic trailer. Yeah, man, the Sonic trailer. Is this in Black Panther?
That's racist.
The clip name is Africa, bro.
It is.
How is that just not factual?
That's how I know this is racist.
Well, yeah, that's definitely racist.
Yeah.
Is this cultural appropriation? Because we're playing this clip right now?
This was made on February 5th, 2011.
It was racist, man.
What about this? Is this racist? Like, why do I even have this on here?
This is Jewish.
Yes. The only reason like I would a, like play this music.
Like a Jewish note.
Yeah, though. The only reason I play this is to be racist. That's the only reason I would ever have played this clip, would to be racist.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It also sounds like Borat music, which you were really, really into back then.
Well, and to be fair, the only reason I would play like this is also to be racist.
Hi, dear, don't I just had sex with a sister of mine?
Oh, really?
Would you like some of my moonshine that I made from grapefruit and my semen?
I would love to have some of your semen fruit moonshine.
It's pretty good.
Because I need to learn how to upgrade the sister. I'm still having sex with my cousin.
Well, the thing is, you just put a little bit of heroin in there, and then like
it
shoots up real quick in the drink. Feed her the drink. She drinks it all up.
Oh, you go full Cosby.
Full Cosby. Yeah,
we don't like his kind around here.
Passes out right quick. Yeah, admittedly the man is black, but like just don't pay attention to that, and just focus on the results. All right.
It's funny because that's how Kentucky is.
There's a snake in my boot.
Yeah, that's... Is anyone watching? I hope no one's watching, right?
Yeah, right.
No one will hear that. For us. Rainy embrace. See, this is like a romantic movie.
I've known for some time now that I can't live.
Dude, we could
without every single soul in my body. I need...
We've got to make a full
to
atmosphere.
Consume all of the souls in the earth. I've missed you so hard, man. Every day without you is like the cracking of 1,000 eggs.
What?
I caught myself with that because the only thing I went to was I will unleash my fury upon
that's
you.
That's what I thought was
crashing
going.
Of 1,000 waves. Oh god, dang it!
See, I go to a different area with this.
Where do you go with this?
I go, Colby.
Yeah,
I got something I gotta tell you.
What, man?
It's something I've been holding inside me for a very long time, and
what you holding inside?
I've been wanting to tell you, but I haven't found the right time. But at this point, like, it's... I just gotta get out with it, man.
Get it out, man.
I had sex with your dad.
Was it steamy?
I wanna say it was steamy so bad.
Now it's just rain.
This is God crying.
10 days.
What we did
have passed since Seth and Colby said they had sex with Colby's dad. The earth blew up simultaneously. I have now been in this apocalyptic wasteland for 10 days now, and the only thing I have to eat is mushrooms and nope.
See, go back to what you're doing. This is the atmosphere for this.
The world exploded. It was the last explosion. These ghost creatures came out of nowhere, started sucking on me. Just left and right, just get off.
Suck it on
black
me.
Goo everywhere. I couldn't help but just run. But they kept me. They kept me trapped. I just started to beat them off with a shoe. Just like, get off, ghost. Get going. And then I was trapped inside a tent for 8 years. Fire's the only thing that kept me going. And bugs. Lots of bugs. And then the fires came. It was ice, and now it's fire.
Oh, my God.
Burned alive at the stake by Salem witch demons.
I didn't know we were switching it up. We're going to fire now.
I only got one voice that's not racist, man.
That's okay.
It's been 7 days. I have been living in this desert apocalypse forever. First, the ocean drew its mighty roar and waved over the country, wiping out all of my family. The only existing one, Ashamalama Dinga Longa Dong. I am the only surviving. He's the best. I don't see dead people. I really don't. I don't know who can. No one can see dead people. They're dead. Fire, though. It's been burning for hours. I don't know what to do. Anyone, please, with water, come spray me down. Because I'm getting hot up in here.
Okay, so if I just start making combinations, will you just do voices for them?
Depends. It really depends on how crazy I'm about to go with this.
Oh, I hit the wrong one.
How did you find exactly what you were looking for on YouTube that quick? How? It's been 7 years. I don't know why I start out with time frames all the time. Always a very long time. It's been 4 years since I've had a smoke, and god damn it, this is better than any orgasm I've ever had. Oh, the smoke and fumes are flaming my lungs and setting a fire in my groins.
Oh god, okay, hold on. I got another one for you.
It was about to go in a very bad place, so I'm really glad it ended there. Very bad place.
I bet it was great.
Come on, Shally. Would you like to suck on this a baguette?
Okay. All right. Yep. That's all we need out of that one. That's all we... Okay, that was fun.
How good was that French accent?
That was really good.
Really good?
It was really good.
Like a solid 5 out of 10?
Yeah, solid 8 out of 10, I would say.
Oh, okay.
I would say 8
That's
out
higher.
Of
10.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
I don't know where we go from there,
though. Haven't done that in a very long time.
Yeah, I don't know where we go.
That's why we got rid of the cart machine, because that's what we used to do.
It always ended in bad places.
Yep. Do you want to watch any of these trailers up here?
What you got, bro?
I got Scoob.
Scoob looks good. That's a lot of family-friendly fun right there,
SpongeBob.
Man. I haven't seen the SpongeBob one.
Let's just check it out. Let's see what it looks like now for the Zoomer generation.
I love my life. I love you so much, Gary. I'll never forget the day we met.
Why are his lips not matched to the voice?
Little snail, what's your name? Gary, huh? Do you want to be friends? Me too.
Gary, I'm home. Gary? Gary?
Uh-oh.
Gary?
Gary?
Gary's gone, bro.
Why isn't it a cartoon?
Gary's been snail-mapped.
Gary! Like, it looks cool, but why isn't it SpongeBob?
It's 3D, man.
Friends don't let friends go on dangerous quests.
That lightning was like dynamic
with
light.
All new faces.
You can only do that with 3D. Look at that. That's
Hello.
What the hell?
Made out of sage, and I am a sage. So it works out pretty well.
I'm Patrick. My name means toaster in Celtic.
Pretty sure it doesn't.
The most amazing places.
The lost city of Atlantic City.
Boy, I hope we don't lose focus.
Look, I wouldn't worry about us losing.
Cotton candy.
Ice cream.
Gross.
And a hero.
Wait.
Ride, Patrick.
Didn't the guy who did the voice for SpongeBob die?
No, that was the creator.
Oh, okay.
Patrick, that's not an L, that's a 7.
7 starts with an L? Oh, that's weird.
The SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run.
This is going to be like a buddy movie.
Oh, I love your sense of irony, Patrick.
Thank you. I love my sense of irony, too.
This film is not yet rated.
Wow.
I was in on it until that exact moment.
Yeah, that was bad.
I don't know why they changed the style. Why can't it just be SpongeBob?
Because it's got to be different than the cartoon, man.
Why? They already have SpongeBob movies.
I know. Why is it called the SpongeBob movie? There's been multiple SpongeBob movies.
Maybe that's why they had to change the style, so they could call it something different.
SpongeBob. You ever wonder how weird a name that is?
I did. No.
Weird.
It is weird. A lot of drugs involved in the making of that show.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah. You want to watch Scoob?
Scoob's good, bro. I'd watch this Scooby movie. Ah!
Oh! Hey!
This magic stray's coming with me.
He's not a stray.
Okay, then. What's his name?
His name's Scooby.
Middle name?
Doobie?
Last name?
Doo.
You said that we it's a very family-friendly trailer, man.
Never take him off.
Oh, did you?
Wait, Scooby talks?
Hey,
maybe don't do that again. I got
Ruh-roh.
I'm Fred. This is
what do you think that is?
And that's Daphne.
Hey,
I'm Shaggy, and this is Scooby-Doo.
Nice to meet you.
Not like that.
Be like, fire away, Shaggy.
Like, that's how he talked.
It's not a good Scooby-Doo impression.
He would be like, it's been 74 years, you know?
More time frames, bro.
Wait, didn't he just say zoinks right there? Yeah, kinda.
Whoa. Shaggy and Scooby were taken?
Do you realize where we are?
No.
Look around, man. The clean, modern aesthetic, the cool blue color palette. We're in
IKEA.
The Falcon Fury. Did you say IKEA?
Nope. I said Falcon Fury, just like you.
He did not talk like that.
I'm down for Scooby-Doo, man. I miss Scooby-Doo.
Why? That animation style looks cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Shaggy doesn't sound like Shaggy, though.
I mean, neither. I don't think any of them sound
You think they're
like
trying to get away from the stoner?
Probably. Probably a good guess.
Yep.
Probably a good bet to avoid stoners when
now that,
childs are viewing.
Yeah, now that it's legal, you know.
It's, like, possible.
Yeah. Are you anti-weed now, man?
No. For children, yeah. I'm pretty sure I could have been a coding genius by now if I did not smoke marijuana.
So you think that it's your brain... That's the problem.
Yeah, man, I can't do anything. I can't remember things. I literally look at a note and see like two words. Only two words.
He says, give up.
And then I put the note down and then I go to type it where I need to type it. Forget the two words.
That's not good, man.
Short-term memory is fucking gone.
That's not good, man.
It's gone. Switch to sativa.
I think it's too late at this point for him.
It's very much too late.
He's already rotted his brain.
You're not supposed to smoke before 25. You're not supposed to do anything that affects your brain pre-25.
Does alcohol affect your brain?
Yeah.
Okay. I gave you a beer when you were like 16.
Probably sooner than that.
Well, I didn't know you before that, right?
15.
No.
We met when I was 15. 2007, bro. I was 15.
You would have just turned 16.
No. Because at 16, I could drive, like, anywhere. I remember going to your house with my learner's permit being like, it's work.
It was. I put you to work.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So I was 15. You sack of biscuits.
Menace, I gotta be honest with you. I actually really enjoy Mad Dog 2020.
You did.
It's good.
It's not bad. I remember it.
It will give you the worst hangover, though. So be careful with it. But Night Train, really good, too.
Night Train?
Delicious, dude.
You miss alcohol there, friend?
Yes. I miss money, dude. What was 2020 beer? Mad Dog 2020. It's I think it's technically defined as a wine.
I think it is.
I think or technically. Liqueur.
I don't know.
I think it's defined as a wine.
But it's a really potent wine.
Yeah, it comes in a 750. It looks like it's a flask. Yep. And I think it costs $2.50.
Yeah, it's very cheap.
It's literally hobo wine. Mm-hmm. It's like what homeless people get to keep them warm.
Yep.
I like it.
Well, it's good. It's not bad. There are worse. There are definitely worse.
Hobo wine, yeah.
Jaeger.
Never had Jaeger.
Did you like absinthe?
Yeah.
You'd like Jaeger.
Yeah, that's right. It's licorice, isn't it? Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I like all alcohol.
I can't do, no.
Because I had a serious
Even
drinking problem in my 20s.
Thinking about the fucking the licorice in my head right now, I want to vomit.
I like drinking.
I like drinking, too, but
I like drinking
things that don't make me vomit.
We talking about the same thing? Hold on, let me look.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if I've ever had... I don't know if I've ever had this, man.
Georgie?
Ooh, 525. Well, that's for a 375, though. Yeah, it's a wine.
I hate that that's a legal thing. Is that a legal thing?
Must agree to the terms of service. Oh. Trying to figure it out.
Whoa. Unclick your middle button, bro. There you go. Dragon fruit.
Yeah, right here. This is Mad Dog 2020.
It's dragon fruit. That's the one you always get.
No, I think I like strawberry kiwi and electric melon. Yeah.
Shit.
I remember electric melon and strawberry kiwi.
I remember red.
We must have had the strawberry kiwi.
I definitely remember red.
Yeah. This is like, I think this is $3 for a 750. It's not good, but it's also great.
It's pretty good if you want to get hammered and are on a budget.
Yeah.
And don't care what goes in your body.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm here chugging
Coors. That was me from when I was getting divorced, man. Just put it in me. Stuff it down with some brown, dude.
Or red.
Whatever it could take.
Pink.
The orange? I don't know if I ever had the orange. I think I've only ever had the electric melon and the strawberry kiwi. I might have had blue raspberry. I can tell you. There's a video of me online drinking it.
What?
Yeah, I put all the OTIs up online, didn't I?
I have no idea. You drank it on OTI?
Yeah, the final episode we drank Mad Dog 2020.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I rewatched?
What?
Minuet. So damn good.
Yeah,
man.
Britt was out of town over the weekend, and yep. Colby just, like, reminisced.
I did.
And that's a really dangerous hole to go down.
It really is, man. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Got copy-striked? Wow.
Hold on.
That's some shit. What a bastard. Stupid YouTube. Why is that video dead? He played some song, probably.
I'm sure that's it, yeah. God, I don't know it.
And YouTube is a piece of crap. It's just the biggest pile of dumpster fire.
If I sign into this one, can I access the accounts that are connected to this?
Probably not, but go for it.
I'm going to try it.
Try it out, man.
I can access the old place I used to work at on my 7-Eleven account.
Like, really?
Yeah, right here. See, there they all are. Yeah. I don't know how that works, but here it is.
Yeah, I don't know how that works either.
Okay. I can actually go and fix that now, to be honest.
Search across your channel, bro?
It's right here.
Yeah, it's right there. Look at that.
Can I play it? I bet I can play it, right? Look at this video intro, man.
Too bad when I actually did things, man. Look at how good that looked.
Well, here we are.
Hello.
We're back. Hi. We'll see. But before we get started...
Yeah, here it is.
...with the official intro of the show, Matthew, I have... Ridiculous. Thank you, Matthew.
Oh, God, look at him, dude.
That's a bigger... And then, of course, for later, I also did buy fancy $10 champagne. But
I mean, it's got to be better than the $3.
Yeah, that we can keep. Well, God, you hear that, Dean?
Punch? Can we talk? Yellowtail, you can get a bigger one.
You hear that punch,
man? No, it was the same, and it was $12.99.
But this is Moscato champagne.
I hear it in Chris, because she's loud as ass.
Guess who's running the board?
Yeah, I've never tried Matthew. Champagne either, and honestly, I don't know if I'm Moscato champagne either. I know it's not, but I also don't know enough to know what it is usually.
Well, it's okay. We'll enjoy it. It'll be great.
We will. We're still not informed.
And hell, we'll mix the two. Let's just
go Mad Dog 2020.
That was a good pun, dude. Yeah. You like that one?
Bring back memories.
That's a good one.
Just do
that was
a quick
horrible.
Drink right now. I'm not the alcoholic I used to be.
It's true.
This is going to be terrible.
I remember distinctly enjoying this.
Well,
the
it was because we thought it was going to be crap.
I think it was better than the Night Train. The Night Train was really bad.
I don't remember the Night Train. I remember liking this.
Well, the Night Train, I'm pretty sure Jeff Brown, who got us... the Mad Dog 2020 originally for your 21st birthday. It was actually what it was for.
Just
so
keep
that
being nostalgic there
almost
for a little
3 years
bit.
Ago now.
It was a year.
It's a dangerous road to go.
Right.
No, so, man, I live in this world.
Matt, he got, I believe, the Night Train from a special website called bumwines.com.
Bum Wines. That's wine that you make with your butt.
I don't think it's sold in stores, so I just settled for the $3.
And I'm not arc. I have ulcers, which is why I stopped.
Grape wine with citrus spirits. I was going to say, it smells like a wine. Okay.
So, should we clinkers here?
Yeah.
Clinkers. All right. Here's to the good last show. Let's try this. You know, it's not terrible.
I mean, she's not the co-host.
It's actually incredible.
Yeah, but it's just... why not spend
$3
a little bit extra and get something?
Because
spend the $5 for Yellowtail.
You can get three of those
or
for this.
Or Arbormist.
I know,
that's all
but
I'm saying.
This makes
or
me
not
know.
Past Seth makes
it's
some
not,
great points.
I don't know, maybe it is. This makes me think of Boone's Barn, only a little less sweet, a little more.
Boone's Farm was Boone's the Farm, exact same price as the Mad Dog 2020.
I figured it would be because it was
right next to it.
Well, we should have got that instead, but this has memories attached.
Oh no, yeah, this is much better.
Okay, well,
you also hear that buzz in the background. God, Matthew's the worst.
Start the actual. Final episode here.
So that was the Mad Dog, whatever flavor that was, the strawberry, kiwi or whatever. That was it. So, yeah. Yeah. Is On the Internet still alive? It certainly is not, sir.
Yeah, I'm starting to cough.
Yeah?
And if it's because of you.
That's how it started for me, man.
I brought it on myself, I guess.
Yep.
But then again, you wouldn't think it would start, like, literally...
Is that called within, a text number still
within 2 hours of me being in contact with you?
No, I wouldn't think so. I don't know, Goblin.
Let's just go with no. Probably not.
I don't know. Yeah, go ahead and call it. I bet it still works.
I bet where's it gonna go?
It would go to Google Voice. It was
to your
a Google
phone?
It was a Google Voice number. No, it wouldn't go anywhere now, it would just go to voice.google.com.
We've got the stuff. Oregano.
I bet it's in this.
Fudge monkeys. Too many passwords,
wrong
man.
Password.
Too many passwords.
That's not the wrong password.
It's the wrong password.
I literally just changed this password. It's not wrong.
It's the wrong one. Gonna do it. That 3 times you locked out.
Oh,
you got it, man. You're nailing these passwords.
It does say Seth at Duo.com, right?
It does say Seth at Duo.com, uh-huh. Is it .com? I can't see.
No, it's not.
Did you click individual? Maybe you need to go back and do corporate. Because it's a corporate account. Yet you're signed in. Wait.
No,
this is
a different one.
Oh.
Yeah, this is my business line here.
Do you keep calling my Google Voice number?
I do not. Why would I do that?
I don't know, because I keep getting calls on it.
Which time do you think I have, dude?
I don't know. Organization, G Suite. Yep.
That was it.
Look at that. Done. Click the done.
How do I see what my phone number is?
Settings? Calls? No, you don't have a phone on it then.
Yeah, it must have expired.
It does do that.
Yeah, I think if it's not used,
yes,
it goes away.
It does, because I'm pretty sure. Hey, go to ColbyNewman.com real quick.
Are you thinking this through?
Okay, so it does not have my phone. It used to have a phone number on it.
Okay.
And I think it was my Google Voice number because I didn't want them having my actual cell phone number.
But it rings your actual cell phone.
But it does, yes.
So our listeners could go to the Wayback Machine, go to your website, find your phone number, and call you.
Maybe.
Okay.
I think I have my actual cell phone on there somewhere, but... You guys don't want to waste your time with that.
Yeah, definitely don't call him.
If you do call me, I'm just going to ignore it because that's what I do with every phone call that comes in.
It's true.
Every one of them.
It's true. So. I mean, what if I click this? It's dangerous.
How is this dangerous?
It's dangerous, man.
What?
You shouldn't have nudes like this easily accessible.
Oh, yeah, totally, for sure. I know. No, I'm all over the internet, nude-wise.
So what happens if I text someone?
It's not going to work, right? Yeah, you can't do it.
Send new message.
You can't do it. You don't have a phone number attached.
Yeah, this is it, because here's all of our texts.
I just came. Swing. Swing. Did that just say T-Jax, fuck you?
Dude, these would all be context during the show. We monitored this while we were doing shows.
So any listener that contacted the show is this?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, these are all listeners, Christ. People who text us. But all of Duo, because all of Duo use the same phone number.
Called me today at 11:23, expired, or is about to expire. This is your final courtesy call, as you should have received mail. Press 5. He connected to a warranty specialist. Warranties are mileage and time sensitive, or they must be extended before your vehicle reaches certain mileage again. Press 5, be connected to a warranty specialist. Shit.
That's my life.
What is that for?
Those are just all the spam calls I get.
Jeez, man. Why do you get so many?
I don't know.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, dude. It's a lot.
That was a lot. Why do I have 6 Discord notifications?
I don't know, man. Why do you?
4 of them were in Wiggies. Thanks for that.
You're welcome, dude. Wait, you have notifications in Wiggies?
Yes.
Are they talking about you?
No, because it's at ZSwig fans.
Oh, okay.
And I want to die inside every time I fuck.
I don't answer the phone, Ark. Don't call
Pro
me.
Pro Xbox added me in general chat, said forehead. For no reason. For absolutely no reason. And then it was the notification for
Send me, give me the link, Goblin. Give me the link. I'll confirm. I've seen him naked.
Oh, that would be amazing.
No, it wouldn't. You would be so horrified. That's okay. I won't look at it on stream,
Goblin.
I'm a pro.
Do you think I care?
Yes. I think that Britt would leave you if a nude ended up on the internet.
It sucks for her.
GayMaleCelebs.com.
That is 100% me. I do own a pink mirror.
That's not you. Not nearly enough hair.
That's true.
Not nearly enough hair.
That man shaved.
Colby is a werewolf from the waist down,
yep,
dude.
That man definitely shaved.
Yeah. Also, Colby would never have a white phone, so.
I have a red phone. Don't put me past white phone. I've had a white phone.
You have?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
It's on Instagram, man.
We don't need to look.
Can we pull it up?
Oh, I was going to end. Now I got to wait for this.
Why do we got to end, man? It's only 9 o'clock.
What else do you want to talk about, man?
I don't know. Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Well, now I just got to prove to you that I got a fucking white phone.
Dude, I believe you.
You don't.
Why are you sorry, Goblin? You don't need to be sorry.
He outed me with my nudity.
Oh. I have a nude of you. I'll put it up online.
Please don't.
Well, I thought you didn't care.
I do care.
Chad, you give me $100, I'll send you the nude of Colby. And you can do whatever you want with it. You heard,
boom!
You heard him
found
say
it.
Care.
White phone.
Okay, man. All right.
White phone.
Yeah, you taught us all a lesson, man. We'll never forget.
New iPhone! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. That was it.
Only 6 exclamation points?
No, that was 4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That photo has 2 likes. Guess who's one of them?
Is it me? Hey, man. I'm a friend. I like your photos.
2 likes.
Does that hurt you, man?
No. No, it does not. It just makes me so much more, like, so self, just affirmed as to why I quit social media.
Do you not see the irony, though? That you used to be all about social media when no one cared about you or who you were, and now that you have 12 people that care about you and are interested in your life, you don't do anything online anymore?
12. That's why you need to watch this show, because without it, you don't know what's happening.
Well, they do know what's happening.
Nothing?
Yes. I mean, what did you do over the last 2 weeks? Anything of interest?
Yeah, sure, man. Let me tell you. I made 2 new friends.
Oh, yeah? Who are they?
One of them's name is Errol. One of their names is Dexter. Who Both of them are very drunk men that I met when I was drinking at a bar with a girlfriend. They were very friendly.
With a girlfriend?
With my girlfriend.
You said a girlfriend.
With a, yes, the main one.
Okay.
Not the sign.
How is Stephanie?
She's good.
Yeah, okay.
A little slutty, but yeah, a little good.
I mean, that's what you wanted her for, yeah.
I mean, yeah, right. Yeah. I went to Dempsey's alone and had a nice breakfast.
So what I'm hearing is you met 2 people at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
You had to make up their names because Errol and Dexter are not real people.
Those aren't.
And
literally 2 real people.
And you had breakfast.
Those are literally the 2 people I talked to on Saturday.
You went and had breakfast by yourself.
I did have breakfast by myself.
Why?
Because I wanted breakfast. And Britt wasn't in town to either go with me or make it, so I needed breakfast.
Why didn't you text me, man?
Because you were streaming by the time I'm eating breakfast.
But I'm guessing this was a Saturday.
Yeah.
I stream at 11 on Saturday.
I was up at 1. Because I was up till, like, 2 the night before. Other than that, Brent went out of town.
This is sad.
Don't know what I did, because I got really drunk. I watched Bring Him to the Great. Get Him to the Great. Watch that.
Great movie.
Great fucking movie, man. Strolled down memory lane a little bit. watched a lot of this YouTube series called Try Not to Laugh by Smosh. You know who Smosh is.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're old, but they've like evolved from like the two guys that started the YouTube channel into like this company that employs people.
Yeah. They all go.
Yeah. They're pretty funny though. It's a very stand-up-ish kind of. It's almost like a Who's Line Anyways kind of situation.
Okay.
Kind of funny. But I literally watched all of those. There's probably 60 of them. I watched all of them.
You ever think that maybe you could be this master coder if instead of doing that, you wrote code?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be the master connoisseur of knowing things about YouTube.
But you don't.
Because that's all I do.
You're not hip
YouTube.
Enough to know that stuff, man.
No, I don't. Who
won the Logan Paul KSI fight?
KSI.
You know that?
Yeah, I know that. And also Bradley Martin got in a fight with fucking, shit.
Say connoisseur talk.
Shut up! I have his name in my damn head! What is his name? Can't remember it. Won't happen. Vitaly! Oh, got there!
So happy for you, man. I forgot what you said to get you to that.
Bradley name. Martin got in the fight with Vitaly in the crowd.
I don't know who those people are.
Punched him in the face. And then, like, security came over and was like, you guys got to get out. And they were like, no, we're friends, we're friends, we're cool, we're cool. And they were like, no, really, you need to get out. No, we're cool, we're cool, we're cool. You sure? We're cool, we're cool. And then they just stayed there.
This is the saddest segment I've ever done on the show.
Other than that, I'm literally rewatching Schitt's Creek because we just finished it. So now we're just rewatching.
You and Britt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gave up on Mad Men season 7 because it was just.
I told you.
Terrible.
Told you it went downhill.
Mandalorian was the highlight of my week. Grandma's birthday. Did that. Hung out with the fam. Put a workout bike. You know.
I mean, it isn't like my life's much more exciting. But
put a workout bike together. It was like a big old Lego.
Yeah. Well. That sounds like a really great couple weeks, man.
Dude, it's been the best weeks of my life.
I don't believe you. If that was true, you wouldn't have got blackout drunk so and watched videos from 10 years ago that aren't even that good.
I've literally been drinking this entire week.
Oh, I know.
Just every night.
Yeah, I believe it.
I only have one more beer left. It's going to get fucked after that.
Well, I mean, let's end.
It's going to get real, real sad after that.
Let's end. I got Coors if you need it.
I might steal one.
All right, man. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Let's do this.
No. No, we're not in December yet. You don't get to play this song. Oh, wait. No, this one's all right. Play it.
Are you one of those people that will let me celebrate Christmas because we haven't had Thanksgiving?
Absolutely. I hate the holidays. Like, with a fucking passion. I hate the holidays.
Well, we'll break into that one next Thursday. I feel like that's a nut that we shouldn't crack right now.
What, the holidays? Just hate them.
It's okay, man.
There's supposed to be this big, gigantic, joyous time of year, and I want to fucking jerk my dick off until I like, dehydrate, die. You know what happens when you
dust
evacuate all the fluid from your body?
Dust comes out.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, Ren, we'll have to go through a search. I feel like it's in our Discord somewhere.
It's definitely in the Discord.
We'll find it. Okay, I believe. We're going to get out of here. Thanks for hanging out tonight, guys. Appreciate it. It's not a Colby show. We'll be back next Thursday. Right?
Yeah.
It's not Thanksgiving next Thursday, right? I think we still got like 2 weeks till then.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah,
we
okay.
do.
Okay. So we'll be back next Thursday.
2 weeks? No. 1 week? Yes.
Okay. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. But we'll be back next Thursday. Talk about more stuff. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Appreciate it. Hope you have a...
Fun to be back, guys. Yeah,
everything at SidTheColby.com. Love you. Thanks for hanging out, guys. It really is good to see a lot of you for hanging out for so long.
Thank you so much. Very, very much.
We'll see you next Thursday. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.